Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Brenton, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, I have a conspiracy theory that the Cocoa Puffs shots are sterilizing people because the elite know that baby booms happen during and after war wars and major economic downturns. This is nature's way of countering the human losses those wars produce through male scarcity. Since elites not only know this is coming, but orchestrate it, the medicine, so to speak, are making sure that the women running to the nearest men to take care of them and protect them won't make those inevitable babies happen. What do you think? Is it a viable theory? Thanks for making your content worth watching. Well, Brenton, thanks for the donation as well as the topic, but I don't agree with you. Everyone is looking for a one-size-fits-all solution to the fertility crisis. There are dozens of reasons, like women having careers, birth control, dopamine from digital devices, the obesity rates, women's higher expectations of men, the high cost of childcare, and women being educated. Any fertility decreases most likely due to lockdowns and the inflation it cost. Houses doubled in price. If you want to have a family, generally having a house would be nice. That has a greater impact than anything else. Many experts expected that with the lockdowns there would be a baby boom, but it never happened. Not because of some conspiracy, but because people felt stressed out and there was too much uncertainty. A lot of people promoting the conspiracy agenda were looking to line their pockets with detox products and getting views on their alt-media content in order to get donations. All the people that predicted the end of the world have disappeared, nowhere to be found. Did I get the Cocoa Puff shot? No, I didn't. Did I think there was some nefarious stuff going on with governments forcing compliance if you wanted a job or to travel? Yes, I did. Did I think there was a threat from authoritarians? You better believe it. I was getting ready to live in the forest if they were going to force me to take it. Then suddenly everything ended, and now it's been memory hold, and the inflation and war in Ukraine and Israel took over the stage. Again, during the bug, people were having less children. Afterwards, the numbers here in Canada have stabilized, or actually ticked up a bit. So what does that mean? It means that they're back to levels that they were at before 2020. Fertility rates were already on their way to oblivion. The number has bounced back, so that means that there appears to be no medium-term consequences to people getting the so-called medication. The winner of Corona was Pfizer and its shareholders. I believe it was Henry Kissinger that said that don't look for conspiracies when human greed or incompetence are the more likely reason, or something like that. I know I'm butchering his line, but look at who made the money. Fertility is still going down steadily in many African countries as well, and they didn't get it. Mind you, it's still well above replacement there, but the wealthier you get, the less likely you are to reproduce. Urbanization is also responsible because with more people moving into the bigger cities, they don't need kids to help them take care of the crops. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to most people who believe any old conspiracy theory without looking at the facts, Clown World Show. Unfortunately, with the Cocoa Puffs, we didn't actually know what to expect. We also didn't know what to expect when it came to the cure either. Especially when your government uses coercion to entice you to get with the program. Odds are this video is going to get demonetized because of the sensitive subject matter. Who knows, I might even get a strike for all I know. Also, to those that believe my channel is somehow being suppressed by the algorithm and that there's a conspiracy against it, with regards to not getting notifications, it's not what you think. YouTube is trying to compete with TikTok for its very survival, and what they're doing is pushing shorts on everyone. And I don't even get notifications from any of my usual content creators anymore, unless they're making shorts. The only other way for people to discover my content is through the recommendations on the homepage, or suggested videos. And the only ones that seem to be getting pushed these days sufficiently are the memes of the week. The greatest threat to most people right now we aren't even talking about, which is even more urgent than the fertility and population crash, and that's AI. I've been beating the drum telling everyone to get their butt in gear and buy big tech stocks in an ETF like IYW. It's been up almost 30% this year on speculation that AI is coming for the jobs, and that big tech firms will benefit from the productivity gains from it. Google is already laying people off and replacing them with AI as we speak. Microsoft has most of the OpenAI team working for it now, including the founder. First, these companies are going to figure out ways to lay off their own workers with AI and replace them, and then massively boost their share price. Then, once the technology is good enough, they will license their tech to other firms that'll begin laying off mostly white-collar workers. Those are the middle-class people that do office jobs. They're the core of the middle and upper middle classes. Why is no one talking about this? It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact that's out in the open. I'm also getting nervous as I see the price of IYW shooting up very quickly and will be buying more of it on any dips. But I've said before, if you want to be able to eat in the future, you're going to have to own big tech companies that'll most likely be taking your job away from you shortly. What do you think is going to happen with 10, 20, or maybe even 30% unemployment in the United States in the future, in the near future, and what it's going to do to the residential real estate and economic growth? It's going to get really bad, and there'll only be really rich and poor out there. The poor that'll be impoverished and not reproducing, while the wealthy have above replacement fertility and much higher marriage rates. That's not a conspiracy. It's already happening. Either you get enough assets in the next 5 to 10 years, or you're going to be left eating oatmeal out of a paper bag under a bridge. Another conspiracy that I got wrapped up in for many years was the idea that the stock market was going to crash at any moment. I would follow guys like Mark Faber from the Gloom, Doom, and Boom Report, or Gerald Celente, Peter Schiff, or Jim Rogers. I lost tons of money not being in the markets about 10 to 15 years ago. Even guys like Robert Kiyosaki are like that. They seem to be promoted by the mainstream media, and I believe to scare people away from the stocks and other investments that they want, so that people sit in cash waiting for a buying opportunity that never comes. Meanwhile, their cash is being devalued thanks to inflation. If you believe the markets will crash, and you weren't buying in 2020 when it crashed 50%, then you probably never will. They crashed in 2022 by 50% again if you had tech. And Bitcoin crashed 76%. And people were still telling me they were going to crash more. The elites want you to be afraid of the assets that they're hoovering up, that'll potentially save you financially in the future. It's funny when people tell me that a crash similar to the Great Depression is coming when I've already experienced a 70% collapse in the value of my assets in the last few years, and I've seen it bounce back and then some. It's good to be cautious, but sometimes you have to take massive risks and play to win instead of playing life simply not to lose. I'm not giving out financial advice, and you need to do your own research, but think critically. Maybe the coup was about seeing who was a loyal sheep and who was a free thinker. Maybe it was about making money for medical companies. It's like JFK will never know who ended him. Just know we'll never know the true reasons for the coup and the subsequent response and what the full and real consequences will be. Some people get obsessed with conspiracies and they never stop obsessing with them. Brendan, you know that right now is the point in history where there'll be the most children ever. After this, our species will go into a massive decline. AI will do most of the labor, and in Henry Kissinger's latest book, before he passed away, he spoke about an administrative technocratic class made of big tech oligarchs that will pretty much rule over most people and decide how they should live. That's not a conspiracy. He put it in his book, and that's the plan. The way the powers that be operate is that they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. As you get older, you don't worry about things that you have zero evidence for. The things to really be afraid of are the things that people aren't even talking about, but that the elites are pointing out to them. I'd rather own boatloads of stock in big tech and not fight the World Economic Forum revolution, as they strip labor from the economy instead of being at the whims of destruction as part of the middle classes. Besides, if you're an infertile woman and you have tons of capital, you can still sell some of it to pay for a surrogate to carry your kid. I'm sure that if you're young enough, even if some of your eggs are damaged, they all won't be. If your womb is damaged and you can afford to rent another one for $50,000 in Mexico, then you're all set. Brendan, again, your theory doesn't hold up to scrutiny. If there was a 10 or 20% drop in fertility levels before the COOF numbers, then I'd say you're onto something. But the numbers have already been going down for the longest time. I think it has more to do with the cost of living and the lack of housing for millennials. And that's only going to get worse as the migrants continue to come to the West. Western countries aren't building up enough affordable housing, and in places like Canada, the government gives immigrants extra money for down payments. They're adding fuel to the fire, and no one seems to be talking about that. And that's not even a conspiracy. They get somewhere between 10 and 20 grand from the government for free when they buy their first home as a recent immigrant, while legacy Canadians don't get that. I wouldn't be surprised if they implement something like that in the United States, too. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Bren for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that people need to stop smashing their sanity, thinking there's a conspiracy when there's evidence to the contrary. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think that JFK was taken out by one projectile when the Zapruder film clearly shows there were at least two away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.